Welcome to another thrill-packed edition of Unite, i.e. Radio, the radio show for the most important political office, that of the private citizen. My name is Greg Britton with the Redlands Tea Party Patriots and the Unite, i.e. Coalition of Conservative and Patriot Groups, where our mission is to unite freedom-loving, America-loving Americans and magnify our strength and effectiveness in making and keeping America great, free, and prosperous. And we see every day the need for people to step up and fulfill the obligations of that most important political office. And as always, our guests exemplify that slogan and motto of our show. And before we introduce our guest, I do, so we don't run out of time, we'll again promote the upcoming Unite IE Conservative Summit on April 7 at the DoubleTree in Ontario. It's going to be a great event. The speakers include Brandon Tatum, Sebastian Gorka, economist Stephen Moore, Steve Hilton, who I just saw recently for the first time. Because you don't watch this show, or don't watch many shows actually. So it's going to be a really, really great event. And to get your tickets, which are going fast, go to this station's website, am590theanswer.com. Find the banner, click through, and buy your tickets. And the sooner you buy your tickets, the better seats you're going to get. And not only you have your great speakers, but you get to have a good time with about 750 of your closest Patriot friends. An event not to miss. Which brings us to our guest, and she's spoken to the Redlands Tea Party Patriots a number of times, Roxanne Beckford-Hogue. She's an actress and been in a variety of television shows and movies. She is the communications director for the Los Angeles County Republican Party, and she was the chairman of the party. Things would probably be in a better shape, but that's where she is right now, and the immediate reason for inviting her on was that they had an event last Saturday at the LA County GOP, a fundraiser for the party, where the headline speaker was Tulsi Gabbard. And I have been advocating for her for my low perch here as Donald Trump's vice presidential candidate. And the idea is that freedom-loving Americans, Republican, Democrat, and Independent, unite to save our country, freedom, and republic. And before we get to Roxanne, here's one of the early clips I saw of Tulsi that I go, whoa, there's something here. And let's stand, if we could, let's hear Tulsi Gabbard number one.
You've done so much, but where do you hope to go?
Thank you, first of all. I don't take your words lightly because I know they're not shared lightly.
Mm-hmm.
Life is precious. There was a big sign at the camp where we were at when we were in Iraq, and it was at the gate where all of our security patrols went in and out of every day. And this sign read in big block letters, "Is today the day?"
Hmm.
And it hit me like a ton of bricks the first time I saw it. And I saw it most days for the year that we were there. And it was that ever-present reminder that any day could be our last. And that was just as true for us there as it is for us as we sit here tonight. Life is short, and my goal is to make the very most of the time that I've been blessed with, to dedicate my life into service, to serving God, trying to be pleasing to God.
Now, for those of you who don't know Tulsi Gabbard's history, she was a Democrat for more than 20 years. She was a Democrat in the Hawaii state legislature. She ran and became a member of Congress from Hawaii as a Democrat. She ran for president in 2020 as a Democrat. And all of a sudden here, she is now doing a fundraiser at the LA County GOP, and she is often listed as a possible vice presidential candidate for Donald Trump. So let's bring into the discussion here Roxanne Beckford-Hogue, and I think you were kind of the instrumental one in setting up this event.
Oh, well, I just So to correct a couple of things, we are all volunteers at the Los Angeles County Party, which is, as you know, a central committee. It's always just made up of people. We have a great chairman, Timothy O'Reilly, who brought me back into the fold and deputized me to be one of two spokespeople for the party. And we had an events committee that went out and decided they were gonna pursue Tulsi Gabbard and really wanted to have an event centered around here. So it's a team sport, as always, politics is. And I was one of many people who helped shepherd that into fruition. So we were awesomely happy to host her and glad to see you. And I was pleasantly surprised by her tale of her transition and where she is now.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think one thing that really came across to me, it came across to my wife who was there, and I think a lot of other people, is her sincerity. And I guess she could be faking that. She'd be way better at faking sincerity than Bill Clinton was. But I don't think so. So, and you probably had a chance to talk to her more one-on-one. What do you think of her?
Well, I do think you're right. Authenticity is so important in life and in politics. And if you can fake that, you've got it made. So if she was faking it, damn, she's good. I found her to be, and actually most of my interactions were sort of in prepping, getting to hear her, do several interviews with other people. She's just done a Tucker Carlson. She did a lot of promotion for us, which was really awesome. I was on that journey myself, right? I thought it was impossible for an immigrant woman of color to be a Republican, never even considered joining the party as a young person when I came to America. And then when I became a citizen, I slowly realized that the things I believed in, which were the things she believed in, which the things that the Democrat Party used to stand for, right? Free speech, civil liberties, a big tent. Those things are no longer Democrat ideals at all. They used to be American ideals, and now you can only find them in one party, and that is the Republican Party. We are Team Freedom.
Yes. How effective the Republican Team Freedom is open to question, but let's defer that. Let's defer that discussion. One of the things that really Tulsi Gabbard was a Democrat. She went to independent in 2022.
After the president is a Democrat. So big switch.
Right. And she was for Bernie Sanders in 2016. But I gather, because I've watched a lot of her, and I watched the entire interview that you mentioned with Tucker Carlson. So I would commend that to anybody. It's well worth your time. And you really get to see more of her. And the longer you speak, the harder it is, of course, to fake what you really believe. Is that I'm not sure. I think it really is a case that she hasn't changed. You know, like Ronald Reagan, she thinks the Democrat Party has left her.
Elon Musk did this great little cartoon of himself, you know, a stick man standing next to the Democrat Party, and then That guy keeps staying in the center and the party keeps moving further and further to the left. And so many people who considered themselves classic liberals have had that experience, right? They really haven't changed. They love this country. They love free speech. They love the idea of standing up for the little guy. And like I said, all those values are no longer Democrat values at all. I didn't actually answer your earlier question. How did I find her while I was sort of scurrying around and trying to work? Like, really cool. Just a really cool, badass, authentic woman who is kind to others while she says what she means and means what she says.
Yeah, I would say Tucker Carlson came as close to endorsing her for vice president as you can come without saying, I endorse you for vice president.
Well, I got to say, I'm a big cynic. Ever since I discovered local party politics and realized very quickly that it's basically a combination of junior high school with a homeowners association board meeting, you can get a little disenchanted. But then you start to think about what are our other options? What are the other options that Donald Trump has to bring to the table for vice president? And Notwithstanding DeSantis, who lots of people loved, and there's, you know, a lot of chatter about how you can't be from the same state, and I'm sure that's not an insurmountable problem. But when you look at the other names of people who are absolute quizzling, milquetoast, feckless losers who all they've done for conservatism is give away everything in the store, I take Tulsi every day and twice on Sunday over them.
I agree. And I expect, and at your event and on Tucker Carlson, they didn't make any attempt to go through issues and say, well, what do you think about this? And what do you think about that? So I expect that. I think there's probably going to be, if I was to sit down and have a conversation with some of these Republicans that you alluded to, you know, and what do you agree on the issues on? I would probably agree more with the nominal Republicans. But who do I trust? Whose integrity do I trust? Whose fidelity to the country do I trust? Whose courage to stand up and, like you said, mean what you say and say what you mean? And I think it's Tulsi Gabbard hands down.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to say, if two of us agree on everything, one of us is unnecessary, is what Wrigley said. And when you said, oh, you know, I'm all in on Tulsi, I was like, Greg, really? And now I see what you were seeing.
Mm-hmm. And her book is coming out in April, For Love of Country, Leave the Democrat Party Behind.
Yes.
And what she will do, and that one of the other advantages of her in that vice presidential role is that for every other Democrat, you know, they're saying, you know, I really don't think boys can become girls and girls can become boys. I really don't think that we should try to divide people based on the color of their skin. I really don't think that opening the border for unlimited immigration is a good idea. I don't think letting criminals out back on the street after they committed multiple offenses to commit more offenses is a good idea. For those Democrats, she is going to give permission.
Yes.
To leave the Democrat Party.
Yes. She's a hall pass for everybody who says, gosh, I didn't feel. Here's my thing. You don't have to be a Republican to vote for one. Nobody is saying you have to become a card-carrying member and start giving money away to, you know, the likes of the Mitch McConnells of the world. You just have to want to vote for common sense. And sometimes you do need a permission slip for that. Brandon Strock did it in a large degree with his walkaway movement. Mm-hmm. And I think she will do it, especially for a lot of women. Look, everyone keeps going on and patting themselves on the back over at the RNC about how, you know, minorities and immigrants and people of all stripes and blue collar workers, they're all heading over to the Republican Party. And aren't we brilliant tacticians for doing? No, Donald Trump opened that door. He gave permission to those groups. And just like that, I think Tulsi will help the college educated women, suburban women who shop at Lululemon and really love a glass of Pinot Grigio at the end of the night. They need a hall pass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most people do not stand out on their own. They go with the herd, they go with the flow, they go with what they think is safe and easy. And we're going to carry on our discussion, and we're going to hear a little bit more from Tulsi Gabbard after this word from Ed Hoffman of United American Mortgage, the place to go for your real estate lending needs. Back after this.
Hi, this is Ed Hoffman with United American Mortgage and host of the Main Event right here on AM 590 The Answer. Mortgage rates are up, but credit card rates are way higher, and credit card balances have hit an all-time high as inflation puts the squeeze on everyone's budget, not to mention how auto loan rates and payments have gone through the roof. Let me point out, it doesn't matter how low your existing mortgage interest rate is if you can't make the payments on everything else. Are you wondering what to do? Do you need some financial strategy? Want to talk to someone who thinks like you? Call me at 855-640-2020. We'll discuss a strategy that works for you today and also considers what happens when the interest rates drop as we move into the inevitable recession. To have that discussion, call me toll free at 855-640-2020. That's 855-640-2020, or go to edhoffman.net and click on the United American Mortgage logo.
Ed Hoffman, NMLS ID number 9921. United American Mortgage Corporation, NMLS ID number 1942. United American Mortgage Corporation is an equal housing lender and licensed by the California Department of Real Estate.
AM 590, The Answer.
Welcome back to Unite IE Radio, the radio show for the most important political office that of the Private Citizen. My name is Greg Britton with the Redlands Tea Party Patriots, as well as the Unite IE Coalition of Conservative and Patriot Groups. Very pleased this week to have on the show for the first time Roxanne Beckford-Hogue. She is with Communications Director for the Los Angeles County Republican Party. She's been a candidate there, an advocate for freedom. She is an actress. You look up all the things that she has been in and see some of her clips, which is actually, I mean, she's a lot better. She's a lot better than a lot of them that are that maybe even more famous actresses. So I was quite impressed with her clips. We've been talking about, because we had an event at the LA GOP this past weekend where Tulsi Gabbard spoke at their fundraiser, and she's all over the place. And 2 days later, shortly thereafter, she's in Maine in studio with Tucker Carlson, and she's all over the place. She's campaign, you know, a year ago, it came up, and the idea of her being Trump's vice presidential candidate, and her comment at that time was, not exactly, but it was clear that she was open to the job. And I think she is now, as well. One of the things that really impressed me, and we're going to play a little clip here from the interview with Tucker Carlson recently. I encourage everyone to go find the whole interview. And she's talking about the business of the swamp.
But as this was happening to you, I mean, I'm sure you didn't want to go to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Good for you. Tiresome. But on the other hand, it is a lot easier and much more pleasant to be loved than it is to be hated. I think this is true. And so as you became like really hated by the leadership of the Democratic Party, and they weren't hiding it at all,
no.
Did you ever think like maybe it's just easier to kind of pretend bombing Syria is a good idea? Did you ever question your decision to say no?
No. I knew that would be true. I knew that there was certainly an easier path to take.
You think?
It was kind of laid out for me when I first got there. But I never second-guessed my decision, my decisions about these different positions that I took. I never regretted them. Never, not to this day. And I never will, because I didn't go to Washington to be loved by the people who live and exist and thrive in that bubble.
Well, sure, I get it. And their love is not worth having.
No.
I totally agree. But their money's good.
Yeah.
And I think you're the only famous person I've ever met who flies coach. And you're certainly the only very, very well-known member of Congress and former presidential candidate I've ever met in my entire life who didn't cash in personally. And I know that is factually true.
Yeah.
So, like, do you ever think, like, maybe, I don't know, it's easier to fly first class. Maybe I should have just...
It's not worth it.
Okay.
It's not worth it.
Do you think it's weird that we never talk about the money involved? Like, I just know that from living there.
Yeah.
And from knowing a lot of well-known people who've, you know, become famous in politics.
Yeah.
And there's not one of them. Not one. Not literally not one on either side who's not in the top 1% for income, but you're not.
No.
Why doesn't anyone ever say that?
Yeah, because it is the assumed norm. It's not the exception. What they're doing is the norm. So why would they talk about it? There's nothing to talk about because they assume that every member of Congress, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, the day you walk out, you get your payday.
George Washington said that few men, or women, I suppose, have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder. And I guess we always have confirmation bias that since I already liked Tulsi Gabbard and wanted her for VP, I find things, oh, see, I was right along. But when Tucker backed this up, that she is one of the only or very few politicians in Washington who did not cash in the swamp. And for me, that counts for a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very commendable. They actually go on to talk about how she found a place to live in DC and then tried to get food delivered. And the delivery place was like, yeah, we don't go to that neighborhood because she was on the other side of the tracks, as it were.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, she had the gold path before. When she first got into Congress, they saw that she had potential. They made her vice chair of the Democrat National Committee. And so she stayed a Democrat and a loyal Democrat. She had a secure, lucrative future ahead of her. And she walked away from it. And for those that are concerned that, you know, she's putting us on, she's infiltrating, she's really a leftist. I think she walked the walk here. And,
she put her lack of money where her mouth is. And the fact is that people both on the left and the right are willing to sell to the highest bidder. And we can see that because we vote people in and they go to DC or closer to home to Sacramento. And it's as if we never existed. And they say yes to terrible things. Now, while what she did, certainly by walking away from the Democrat Party is admirable, and national politics is so, takes up a lot of bandwidth and space because it's super sexy and interesting. I want to remind people that this sort of bravery you can practice in your own life, in your own very small way, is, you know, people just the other, I was at something yesterday with Ambassador Richard Grenell, and someone said, well, how can I say in front of people? And it's just really, you can start small, right? You can ask questions. I mean, Tulsi started small, right? Use that example. You can say, huh, that's odd. Seems like that's not making us safer. Or, huh, that's weird. My friend with a restaurant has to hire armed security and only lets people in with a reservation. But someone can cross the border and slop some raw chicken on the dirty sidewalks of Los Angeles and make money, and they're not taxed at all. Isn't that weird? I mean, you can raise questions and get people to think, because there are, you know, this is still a center-right country. And if you look at the electoral map of California, the counties of California are overwhelmingly red until you get to LA, San Francisco, San Diego. And we have to get people's brains working again. And bravery is contagious. So that's why it was important for us to have Tulsi speak to people in Los Angeles and guests like you who schlepped all the way out from where you are. But it's really important for people to realize, I can do it too. I can do it too. I'm an actor and I came out. Like, that's stupid, but I did it. And so other people can do it too.
Well, I think you've still gotten work, and if we have time, I want to ask you about, trying to be a conservative and a Republican out of the closet in Hollywood, and how difficult that is. Following up on what you were saying, Alexander Solzhenitsyn said, the simple step of a courageous individual is not to take part in the lie. And we're at the point in this country where, you know, none of us can take the easy path. None of us can take the, you know, it's go along, keep your mouth shut, go along to get along. Yeah, I got it. I mean, we all got mortgages and families, all those kind of things, but the country's on the line. And I think most of us see that. Most of us realize that. And like the motto of the show is, most important political office is that of the private citizen. And one of the things that was further really impressed me with Tulsi, and we're going to play the clip in the second half of the show, is she talks about this. But we got about less than a minute here, and we're going to talk about political communication, because that was what you talked at Red List Tea Party Patriots recently about. We'll talk about that in the second half as well. But closing thoughts here on anything we've discussed thus far.
I will not live by lies. Right. That's what Solzhenitsyn says. And it's even more important for those of us who live in California, because people in the rest of the country cannot understand just how bad it can get. And I think you saw that. You drove in to go to this fabulous venue to see this woman who's a vice presidential contender, and how many tents were on the streets outside. How dangerous was it? How much security did we have to have so that you could go into a place safely? That's not okay.
Right. UC Berkeley. The parents are hiring private security to protect their children who are going to university there. That's all the time we have in this half. Stay tuned for the exciting second half of Unite, IE Radio.
AM 590, The Answer.
Welcome back to Unite, IE Radio, the radio show for the most important political office, that of the private citizen. My name is Greg Britton, the Redlands Tea Party Patriots and the Unite, IE Coalition of Conservative and Patriot Groups, where our mission is to unite freedom-loving, America-loving Americans and magnify our strength and effectiveness in making and keeping America great, free, and prosperous. Very pleased this week to be visiting with Roxanne Beckford-Hoag. She is the spokesperson or co-spokesperson for the L.A. County Republican Party. She's an actress, mother of four, and, you know, that's these days raising four children to teenage or early adulthood. That's quite an accomplishment in and of itself. Never mind trying to be an actress or do a less strenuous and less difficult job of, out in the work world. We've been talking about, Tulsi Gabbard because she was at the LA County GOP event a week ago. And, I think we're both Tulsi Gabbard fans and, you haven't officially, endorsed her for vice president. I have, and seeing her at your event only strengthened that. She recently did an interview with Tucker Carlson, an hour-long interview. I'd commend to everybody to find it. We played one clip from it. We'll play another clip, and this really struck me because it's so in line with what the motto of this show is.
That's where going and actually looking again at our founding documents, looking at the Declaration of Independence, looking at the Federalist Papers.
Yes.
Where we are reminded over and over and over again about how our nation's founders continued to say it's we the people, that our government does not exist without the consent of the governed. And this is the message I'm carrying everywhere across the country, is that if you are not happy with the direction that our country is headed, and I think that most people are not happy with it, this changes only when we take action. Only when we take action. There's no knight in shining armor that's coming to save the country. Our founders specifically built our country on the foundation of we the people taking ownership and responsibility for the kind of leadership that we want and the kind of future that we want. And right now, I am sounding the alarm and encouraging everyone to sound the alarm. The name of my book is For Love of Country, Leave the Democrat Party Behind, specifically and very directly pointing to those who pose the greatest threat to our democracy, to our freedom, to our security and our ability to live in peace right now. And my concern, my grave concern, is that in this next election, if President Biden or Harris or whoever they may put up, if it's not President Biden, if they are allowed to remain in power, then we will get to a place where the country that I love, that you love, that so many of us love and appreciate will become unrecognizable. And to a place where the freedoms that we are already starting to lose, that we won't be able to get them back.
A spot on assessment of our situation and the threat of the Democrat Party, almost as if I could have written it for her. That's what I would have said. And to see that she gets it, and I haven't heard, other than Donald Trump, any other Republicans call out and that the Democrat Party is a threat to our country, our freedom and republic, the way she just did. And if the other Republicans do get it, they're too cowardly to say it.
Way too cowardly and way too squishy. I mean, we had a recall during COVID lockdown. It was the most egregious civil liberties violations of our time, possibly even ever. And to see the, you know, one of the Republicans lead with his tax policy was just absolutely gobsmacking to me, that you could look at the destruction that's being wrought by you know, Democrat, which is really now, you know, DSA, Democratic Socialists of America, DSA policies, you know, public sector union thugs. We have a sword of Damocles of unfunded pension liabilities hanging over us. Illegal immigration is crushing us. They're violating everyone's civil liberties. And someone running in that recall was like, you know what we should talk about? We should talk about taxes. What?
Mm-hmm.
That was in.
Yep. What Donald Trump did when he won in 16 and actually vote fraud would have won in 2020 is changed how is he broke up the ice of how the ice in the river of how elections are normally. Well, here's the Republican side. Here's the Democrat side and got enough of the people that had voted Democrat in those key states to come over. And that's where we kind of want to shift our discussion is. How do we do that? Can it be done? I think it can. How do we do that in California, where Republicans get about 40% of the statewide vote, and sometimes a little bit more, sometimes a little bit less? But that's been so since 2006 when the quasi-Republican Arnold Schwarzenegger won. How do we peel off net of vote fraud in California another 10.1% of the vote?
Well, I think. Let's work backwards, first of all, from the absolute brilliance, dastardly brilliance of the Democrats in setting up a series of things, a series of unfortunate events that got us here, right? So Arnold Schwarzenegger says yes to a top two election, which disenfranchises, by the way, the Greens, the Libertarians, American, all sorts of independent parties, right? Just completely crushes everybody. Stupidest move a major party politician has ever made in their lives. I think really top two is a complete disaster. So decimates a multi-party system. We give driver's licenses to illegal aliens because they're going to drive anyway. What? And then. Institute, thank you, Gavin Newsom, motor voter. We're just going to register everyone who gets a driver's license, whether they're eligible or not. By the way, thus making people who are legal residents and unable to, you know, not yet citizens, they get a voter registration form. They think they're registered to vote. If they vote, they are now ineligible to be citizens. So really, very unhelpful. And then we have COVID and we mail everyone a ballot all while not maintaining our voter rolls, et cetera. So people then go, well, you know, we just need one day, one vote with voter ID. Okay. How do you get that? You don't have the governorship and you don't have even a reliable minority in Sacramento. You've got a super minority. So to claw back those positions that will then allow us to vote for voter ID, single day voting, and get rid of mail-in ballots, we're going to have to do the really unsexy, really hard work of eking out more votes. Now, that's going to come a couple of ways. One is, and we were joking about this in the break, LA County has more registered Republicans than any other county in America. Yes, we have more Democrats. But if the Republicans we had would get off their tuchuses and just return the ballots in the prepaid envelopes, we would go a long way, a very long way to beating the Democrats again. Oh, by the way, I forgot one other thing we acquiesced to as the stupid party. There was a time when we could win special elections and small municipal elections because they didn't take place in gubernatorial and presidential years. Remember, we used to have elections in the odd numbered years.
Mm-hmm.
We rolled over and showed our soft underbellies when the Democrats said, hey, let's align everything. It'll be easier. Yeah, easier for them to take over because those were low turnout elections that only, you know, old people like us voted in. And so we consistently give away the farm and then go, oh my God, Ma, Pa, the farm's gone. What happened? So we've got to register. We've got to turn out more Republicans. We've got to register more conservatives. There are easily millions of voters in this state who are not registered to vote. And that's what Rick Grenell's Fix California is trying to do, just identify them and register them. And we've got to give permission, there's that word again, and be welcoming to everyone, no matter what party they are, who realizes that having people defecating, shooting up, and having sex on the streets and then dying is bad public policy. And maybe we should give the Republicans a chance. I don't care who a Californian votes for president. I know who I'm going to vote for. I'm going to be voting for the Republican nominee, and it better be Donald Trump. But let's not get into ridiculous arguments that are meaningless for right now. There are people dying on the streets of Los Angeles and Project Room Key hotels that are going to be destroyed and foreclosed on for years, and people dying of fentanyl overdoses, and people stepping around the poop maps of San Francisco because of the California Democrat Party. It is all about state and local elections. Start with that. You can have salons and arguments and debates, and it's fascinating to talk about presidential politics. But until you register your family members who say, I can't bother to be voted, get your church, your fellow churchgoers to vote because they say, well, you know, I'm religious, so I don't really want to get involved in politics. Wait, what? Until you do that very unsexy foundational work, we're sunk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think, Christians have a poor record of being registered to vote and actually voting. And that's one of the great sources of additional votes that our side could get. And there's really no, given what we talked about, that the country's on the line, we're at the precipice of losing our country of freedom and republic, is there's no excuse for Republicans not voting. And that it doesn't take more money. It doesn't take a better party. It doesn't take a better candidate. It doesn't take a better ground game. It doesn't take anything else other than, oh, I'm going to do the very bare minimum of us being a citizen of a constitutional republic, and I'm going to vote.
Yeah. I actually, there was a woman at a thing I went to who said, I'm not registered to vote. I don't like vote, you know, because nothing excites me. And she said to the speaker, can you excite me? And he said, well, it's your obligation as a citizen. Like, what are you talking about? This is not exciting stuff. Brushing your teeth is not exciting stuff. Periodontal disease is terrible stuff. So to stave off the terrible stuff, you have to do the boring stuff, which is registering to vote and then voting.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to help you with that. You know, as people who volunteer for the party, we will help. We had, you know, several BYOB, bring your own ballots events. Carl DeMaio's Reform California will do ballots and beer. Candidates will help you. I mean, I get it. There's a lot of things on that ballot. You don't know what they all are. But we all at this point are putting out ballot recommendations. Do what a friend of mine does, who I love. She just goes to the Planned Parenthood suggestions and votes the opposite. So there's a million ways that you can get enough information to fill out a ballot. There is no reason to not do it. There's no reason to not be registered.
We need to pause here, but there is one reason that I do hear a fair amount is, the elections are corrupt and rigged. My vote doesn't matter. And we're going to talk about that after this word from our sponsors, which include attorney Gregory W. Britton, doing business and real property law at 909-335-7335. SecureServe for serving those lawsuits by our friend and sometimes co-host Kenny White. And you can reach him at SecureServe without the E on the end of serve, 44.com. SecureServe. Without the second E44.com. And let's again hear from Ed Hoffman of United American Mortgage. Back after this.
Hi, this is Ed Hoffman with United American Mortgage and host of The Main Event right here on AM 590 The Answer. Mortgage rates are up, but credit card rates are way higher. And credit card balances have hit an all-time high as inflation puts the squeeze on everyone's budget. Not to mention how auto loan rates and payments have gone through the roof. Let me point out, it doesn't matter how low your existing mortgage interest rate is if you can't make the payments on everything else. Are you wondering what to do? Do you need some financial strategy? Want to talk to someone who thinks like you? Call me at 855-640-2020.
We'll discuss a strategy that works for you today and also considers what happens when the interest rates drop as we move into the inevitable recession. To have that discussion, call me toll-free at 855-640-2020. That's 855-640-2020, or go to edhoffman.net and click on the United American Mortgage logo.
Ed Hoffman, NMLS ID number 9921, United American Mortgage Corporation, NMLS ID number 1942. United American Mortgage Corporation is an equal housing lender and licensed by the California Department of Real Estate.
AM 590, The Answer.
Welcome back to Unite IE Radio, the radio show for the most important political office, that of the private citizen. My name is Greg Britton, Redlands Tea Party Patriots and Unite IE Coalition of Conservative and Patriot Groups. Very pleased this week to be visiting with Roxanne Beckford-Hogue. She's an actress. She's a mother. She is a co-spokesperson for the LA County Republican Party. And recently she helped organize an event with Tulsi Gabbard. We talked about that at length in the first half. And go Tulsi. I think she's by far the best choice for vice president because she will help Donald Trump win. And everything depends. Well, it's not sufficient to save our country. Given what's happening at the border and other places, electing Donald Trump is necessary to save our country. And as Tulsi said, no knight in shining armor is going to come and save us. It's we the people that are going to save the country, and that is absolutely so. One of the reasons that I hear that people don't vote. Actually, there's two reasons. One is, those blankety-blank rhinos, there's going to be trash every time. Because I'm unhappy with their vote on the budget bill, and you should be unhappy with that. Total capitulation. I'm not going to vote. I'm going to let the Democrats win and do far worse. And the other reason is, well, it's so corrupt and rigged that with vote fraud, that my vote's it doesn't matter. And you can take either of those two reasons and tell the people why they are wrong to think that.
Both of those reasons are horse patootie. My family fled another country, and I can tell you what's coming. It's mob rule. It's people with machetes if they don't have guns. And what they do to you is not pretty. Growing up to hear how many of your parents' friends have been robbed, raped, and murdered is not something I wish on anyone. And so let's not pussyfoot around. That's what's coming if you don't get off your very cushy butt to register and then vote. Wayne Gretzky said, you will miss 100% of the shots you don't take. I don't care if you think there's fraud. How do you counteract it? My son was, when he was in high school, was a really amazing basketball player with some really great teams. And, people, oh, the refs. Oh, it's really early in the morning. Okay. Beat them past the margin of cheat. Mm-hmm. You have to personally get 10 other people out to vote in order to have your one vote count. Then do it.
Absolutely. And there's here in California in 2020, there were two statewide initiatives, to raise business taxes and to reinstate racial preferences. And those initiatives even here in California, which has eviscerated as much election integrity as possible, both of those initiatives lost whatever the last election in Virginia was, a Soros DA with massive advantage of money, lost by a few hundred votes.
Prop 1 was funded to the tune of millions and millions of dollars and had Gavin Newsom shoveling that horse hockey all over the place. The opponents had $1,000 and did very little, and yet it barely passed. So if it had gotten even a smidgen of attention, look, journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. We have to do something. I don't have time to listen to kvetchers who just want to whine and say it doesn't matter. It does matter. If you won't do it for yourself, do it for your children or the women around you who are going to be really, really harmed by what's coming.
Mm-hmm. And maybe we lose. Maybe you're right. Maybe those cheat and steal the 2024 election also, but to give up in advance, because that might happen, is just almost incomprehensible to me, and is a dereliction of our duties to our ancestors who bequeathed us this country and to our posterity to give up without a fight. Pastor Jack Hill.
Also, I mean, two things. I can't even count it. They'll steal the 2024. Like, who gives a rat's ass? Look, they've got a decrepit, barely alive man. Jill Biden is the worst president I never voted for. And she is going to get her comeuppance, she and Obama, in November. And we know it. They all know it. That's why they're panicking. None of that matters if you don't vote for a new assembly person in California who can represent you instead of public sector unions. That's what people should be paying attention to. Yeah, vote for president. We're going to be fine in that category. But get your butt off the ground and get to work for local and state candidates. That's my soapbox.
Okay. I would differ with you on that last point. Is I think if I was an outside observer just watching how things are going, with no stake in the country, I think the odds are against us on electing Donald Trump. I think they're going to cheat and ramp up their cheating. I think in many states, some of these millions of illegal aliens are going to register. And if they don't vote themselves, somebody will vote their ballot. The deep state will be doing what it can. Media bias, big Dem tech. When you look at every center of power and influence in the country, essentially is a raid against Donald Trump and our cause. But. Yeah.
I'll take the under on that. Steak dinner at your favorite brew pub out in Riverside that we went to before. You're going to owe me a meal if Donald Trump is president.
I will be most pleased to pay off on that bet. But my point is on the outlook of it. And my point is that we don't say, oh yeah, we got it. Look at the polls. He's ahead. Da 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 da. You always assume you are 3 to 5 points behind. And when you came and spoke to us last, you had a slide with a quote from St. Augustine, which I've now adopted as one of my favorite quotes, is pray as though everything depends on God and work as though everything depends on you.
Yep. I got that from a rabbi at a bar mitzvah, that it was the best advice I'd ever gotten. I also really liked the Marine Corps rules of engagement. Anything worth shooting once is worth shooting twice. Let's go. Let's roll, Patriots. We've got a country to save.
You know, we don't have much time left, but I'm told to change the subject. We know that Andrew Breitbart told us, and he was spot on with this, that culture is upstream of politics. And so you're in the culture business in Hollywood. What's it like there trying to be a conservative, a Republican, and still work? And why, like Disney, they've lost $1 billion trying to make woke movies, but they keep making more woke movies. What is going on there? Hollywood was left, but the green was always outweighed the red.
I think you hit on it when you said people do not, I mean, it's sort of evolutionary, right? People don't want to stray from the herd. And when the herd is stampeding one way, you think you've got to go. You're a white guy like Bob Iger, who's a very smart and personally kind, interesting guy, good family guy. You think I better not stick my head above the parapet. And that's how you get trampled. Sometimes by going with the herd. And they went with that. The fact is, as Bill Whittle says, movies have always had conservative messaging. James Bond is not about getting a committee together to issue a strongly worded memo to the bad guys. It's about getting a guy with a gun into a fast car. And then at the end, he's rewarded with an actual woman. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a little bit of cognitive dissonance going on there, and there are more and more people willing to be a little bit brave, and we'll see what happens in the future. But I predict good things because the pendulum has coming back.
I hope you're right. How have you been able to still work given that you're out with your politics?
I probably lose jobs as soon as if anyone Googles me, but I'm okay with it. I'm lucky enough to, like you said, my main job has been raising these four wonderful human beings, and my husband keeps a roof over my head and keeps well fed. So I find that it's actually very freeing to be open, and obviously you don't talk about politics on a set. That's just not the place. And if you're the best and the funniest and the whatever they need at the time, they'll hire you.
And I've also heard that the below the line people tend to be conservatives.
Yes. Oh, no. I always have a good time with the crew.
Well, you know, we got a whole whopping 12 seconds left here on the clock. I want to thank you so much for being on the show and everything you're doing for the cause and speaking to our group. And we'll definitely want to have you back. And as always, tune in next week for another exciting edition of United
Radio.
AM 590, The Answer.